many TikTok videos can make you feel uncomfortable, but if you own a Hyundai or Kia, you might be especially concerned by viral videos of people starting those cars with a screwdriver and a USB cable. Thefts of some Kia and Hyundai models have risen dramatically in the past year, and attorneys general in 17 states now want the federal government to force a recall. Bloomberg News senior editor Michael Regan joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Celeste.
So these videos make it look like even I could grab a screwdriver and USB cable and drive off in a Kia. But apparently a lot of people are doing just that. How is this possible?
Right. So in most other cars, there's actually a computer chip in your key. And that sends a signal, a radio signal to the car to let it know, yes, this person actually has the key to the car. And then there's something else known as an engine immobilizer. And together they both basically stop you from starting the car if you don't have the appropriate key. But with some more inexpensive cars like Kias and Hyundais, they lack that engine immobilizer. So what these thieves are able to do is basically they rip off the plastic around the steering column under the steering wheel. Then they're able to use a screwdriver to pry off that ignition cylinder where you put your key. And then basically there's a slot that you can more or less just plug a USB cable into. It fits perfectly, and you use that as a key to start the car. And that's more or less what's going on.
Okay, so Kia says a recall isn't necessary. They comply with federal standards. Hyundai says it's complying with anti-theft requirements. What can states do? Can they actually force a recall?
Well, so typically a recall is originated by either the Consumer Product Safety Commission or the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And as the names imply, they're basically focused on safety issues. So as you point out, the car makers are saying there's no flaw that makes these cars inherently more dangerous. But what the attorneys general are arguing is that what often happens in these cases is like you said, kids see how to do it on TikTok, and then you get young kids, often under the driving age, who don't know how to drive, doing this, and they're driving really recklessly. And there's been a lot of crashes. The AGs are saying at least 8 fatalities nationwide. And then oftentimes the cars are used in other violent crimes as well. So they're arguing, yes, this actually is a safety concern. And that's why they think the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration should really issue the recall.
Okay, so short of a recall, what have Hyundai and Kia done so far to address this?
They're offering a software upgrade that they say fixes the problem. The issue is the AGs are saying that the upgrade's not available for many of the affected vehicles until June. And for some of the affected models, it can't be installed at all. And also when it's I sort of ask people to do this voluntarily. It doesn't have the same impact as issuing an actual recall where they'd get notice about this issue. So the concern is that not everyone will go and get that software upgrade that they're supposed to.
Okay, so I'm not sure I would know how to update the software in my car, but I don't own a Hyundai and Kia, so I won't worry about that. But short of a recall, in the minute that we have left, what kind of oversight does the government have here? What leeway do they have to make sure that people get the updates that we can maybe cut down on the number of thefts?
Well, I think what these attorneys general are really pushing for is to get that recall. They think that there is a case to be made that this is a safety issue and that the Highway Traffic Safety Administration really just has to go ahead and issue a recall.
Okay. Bloomberg News senior editor Mike Regan, thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
Thank you, Celeste.